everyone. This is CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live from the unceded ancestral Musqueam lands. And I'm here today with a very special guest.
Oliver Sage, yes.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What's that?
Just chilling. I've never been on the radio before, so it's pretty cool. My dad actually used to work in the radio in Toronto, and nice to be on.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Complicated question. I grew up in Belgium, mainly, and then I lived in the Netherlands for a while, but I'm technically half Finnish, American, and Honduran.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a weird, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird combination.
I should also probably disclaim, Oliver and I know each other previously. We are friends. And this is Nicole from All Access Pass, the Accessibility Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. But today we're just doing a little show, and we're going to be talking about some music that Oliver makes and just playing some tunes. So you're studying at UBC. You're doing a master's human nutrition.
Yeah, master's in human nutrition. I started last January, so it's been a year, but I only moved here in May. So yeah, and I have one more year to go.
And what is your research surrounding?
It's very boring. I say it to everybody. It's basically I'm trying to improve the infographics and fact sheets that the Canadian Sugar Institute makes.
Wow, that is super specific and boring.
Yeah, it's super boring. Even I think it's boring. But it is helpful. Like, they make fact sheets about sugar and health, and these help dietitians then inform their clients about these topics. And so, yeah, some of their fact sheets need a little bit of work, and I've been trying to conduct a study and surveying dietitians to do that.
Do you work with nutritionists or only dietitians?
Dietitians, yeah. So dietitians all around Canada.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your music history and your music.
Yes. So
how you got into music.
My dad was a musician, avid musician, mainly playing piano and writing his own songs. So I used to listen to him when I was growing up. And I think in 2012, he bought me a guitar from the Philippines, a very cheap guitar, but I liked it a lot and I started playing. But I just sort of dabbled for a little while, and it was only around 2019, 2020 when I started playing more and singing and kind of writing my own songs. And so then I released my first single called Midnight on Spotify at the end of 2020. Mm-hmm. And yeah, from there, just sort of played a little bit, played a few shows, wrote with my friends, wrote by myself, and released a few more singles and EPs.
Nice. And where do you see your music career kind of going in the near future?
For now, I think it's still a bit of a hobby. It would be nice, of course, if it took off. But yeah, I've noticed being a musician these days is difficult. Especially if you're an independent artist, and you have to sort of promote yourself, and you have to sort of do digital marketing and all these things that maybe doesn't come easy to some people. But yeah, ideally, if I keep playing shows, maybe build a bit of a presence, a bit of a fan base, keep writing songs and improving, then it would be nice to be able to play bigger shows and get a bigger fan base. But I'm focusing first on school and things like that, and sort of a side hobby for now.
So we have a song lined up right now. It's called Down. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, it's, as the title suggests, it's very depressing.
Yikes. I thought it could be interpreted as like, oh, like I'm down for things.
Yeah, I wish it was
but
that.
But it's like down, like I'm depressed. Okay.
Essentially, yeah.
Cool.
The lyrics, you'll see what it's about. But
are you doing okay?
For now, yeah.
Okay.
But I think at the time it was a bit of a hard time. I mean, it's a very classic breakup song. But I felt it needed to be written, not for anyone, but for myself, just sort of deal with it. And so I wrote it and released it on SoundCloud, and then it's only about 6 months later I released it on Spotify, a bit cleaned up. And when I released it, I was in a much better place, but I still wanted to put it out there.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll just get right into that. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Myself in another haven I could trust in, just as I'm able to free my mind
Was very emotive.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So off air just now, Ollie and I, Oliver.
Ollie. Everyone calls me Ollie, yeah.
Ollie and I were just talking about how you know, sometimes things don't work out with someone and it's hard and it's sad. And you feel sometimes ashamed for all the work that you've created because of them. And in this way they're like a fucked up muse. I can say that on air. That's okay.
That's good.
But yeah, I was talking about my ex and how I've written a lot of work about him, and part of me is so angry that I've like dedicated all this time and energy to him. But part of me knows that it's part of my healing process, and I love creating things. I love writing, and he's the reason why I've been able to submit work for competitions and like write such raw work for class. And for Ollie, I guess it's kind of the same in music. Like, you need something to inspire you.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there are upsides for sure. And I find, sort of like you, that writing music is my way of, it's very cliche, it's a way of expressing
how you're feeling.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so I find, like, I'll write something, and sometimes I don't even know, I'm not planning it out, I'm just sort of writing. And then after, I'll look back at this song, for example, and be like, oh, I was really going through something, and I can kind of, like, use it as a journal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So tell us about this song, Lonely Lover, that we're going to play up next. I see that it's your most played song.
Yeah, I think people really resonated with the message there. Again, past relationship, I don't know. That's actually the exact case. I was writing this song, and I didn't plan any of the words out. I just sort of went with the vibe of the chord progression I was going with. And it sort of wrote itself, so to speak. And yeah, I mean, I guess there were some things going on in that relationship, you know, but I try and use everything as an experience.
Cool. So we'll get right into Lonely Lover. This one is a little shorter too.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that? Or just the way the song worked
out? It was just a song. Yeah. I often write these, it's like short snippets of what I'm feeling. And so I've noticed that a lot of my songs are a little under 3 minutes. But I never planned the length. I just say, okay, like, I'm going to write it this way. And if the song wants to be this long, then that's it.
Cool. We'll get right into it.
Hold on once more.
Hi again. Hello. It's Nicole and Ollie. And I just want to talk for a second really quickly about Fun Drive that's happening at CITR 101.9 FM. So Fun Drive is our annual fundraiser. And this year we are raising money for a radio transmitter tower. So it's a really big tower that will help us make more cool things and do more radio. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about my personal experience with radio and how it's impacted me. As the Accessibility Collective lead, I've been really able to lean into a lot of the information that I've been learning, specifically around disability and neurodivergence. And it's been really empowering to be able to create a space and have this platform to create content for voices that are not normally heard. Radio has been a very accessible, wonderful way for me to create as someone who loves to write, who loves to talk, who loves to edit, and I think it should never die. So please consider donating to our radio transmitter at citr.ca/donate. Back to our content with Mr. Indiana Sage. Let's talk about this song, Midnight.
Yeah, so this one's actually a bit more positive compared to the other songs. And I actually have my notes open because I wrote down the meaning of this song because I sort of discovered it as I was writing it. And yeah, it's sort of about the process of falling in love and the initial fear and sort of trepidation that you have when you start becoming intimate with someone. And then letting someone know you that well and the moment you sort of let go and let love just pull you in, sort of like gravity. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's like midnight, it's like a new day. And yeah, so this is like, it's a positive song.
Cool. I think we need some of that.
Yeah.
No shade.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll play that.
Washed up sun, wavering deceit, a kindled love, always on. Terrified of love, another moment I couldn't miss as you came closer, a perfect kiss, night of slow goodbyes.
Okay, we've got one more song left from Indiana Sage. Actually, I want to talk about that. How did you come up with that name, Indiana Sage?
I didn't. Everyone says that. It's my middle name and last name.
I know, but like, did it really just feel that catchy that you were like, yeah, this works?
I think so. I mean, I think I remember putting in a WhatsApp, my family WhatsApp group chat. Hey guys, I'm going to start a Spotify account. What should my artist name be? and they came up with really weird names, like nothing and like reminiscent of my name. And I asked my friends as well, Ollie Sage, Oliver Sage, just Sage, Indiana Sage, and everyone was kind of like, they weren't like deciding. Mm-hmm. And I just said, I think Indiana Sage is fine. Like, I've always thought Indiana is a cool name.
That's your middle name.
It's my middle
name. Why is your middle name Indiana?
I've wondered that my whole life. Okay. I asked my dad and my mom, and I think they explained it to me once, and I forgot the explanation.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally, like, every time I'm in class, people, like, the professor will read that out and be like, oh, Indiana Jones. That joke has been made so many times.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't Indiana Jones. I don't think my family's a big fan of those movies anyways, so I'll never know. But I just thought the name had some, like, feel to it.
Cool. So let's talk about this last song that we're going to play today, Cold yeah. Light of Dawn.
Yeah. Also pretty positive. You can definitely hear it in the rhythm and everything, that it's more upbeat. And yeah, I think if I remember correctly, I'm sort of talking about hope. I think the Cold Light of Dawn represents that hope. I know it sounds a little depressing, but it's sort of the light that comes in the morning, and it's sort of a brand new day. Also very cliche and cheesy, but yeah, I think maybe in that time I was writing, I just wanted to write something more positive and uplifting. And yeah, the Cold Light of Dawn represents that thing that just sort of gets you through the day into the next endeavor.
Awesome. All right, we'll get right into that then.
Running through rapid past it all, cold light of dawn will carry us just fine.
Some members from CITR to name their one true love they found here.
The News Collective.
Indigenous Collective.
The Accessibility Collective.
Sports Collective.
The Music Collective.
The Intersectionality Collective.
The Arts Collective.
How did you first know you were in love?
I could always be myself.
And I learned so much.
I think what I first noticed were the free accessible trainings. But what made me fall in love was the experience.
I got to meet fellow radio nerds who were equally passionate about alternative media, and that changed my life forever.
These collectives couldn't continue without the support that CITR provides, so we invite you to donate to citr.ca/donate.
He led me to you. He led
Hello.
Hey, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and I think I might be in love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they are passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio. No pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return, you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
Hey, this is Everly from Dead Succulent Haunt on CITR every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. It's been a rough year for local, independent, and alternative musicians, but CITR's commitment to underrepresented voices is carried out every day with your support. Please consider supporting our fund drive at citr.ca/donate.
I'm donating so that programs like Dead Succulent Haunt continue to play independent tunes.
Fun Drive! My monthly donation on citr.ca/donate will support musicians during this hard time.
Happy Fun Drive and tune in on Thursdays at 5 p.m. for Dead Succulent Haunt.
Fun Drive!
Welcome back. You're listening to Nicole, and I'm here today with Oliver, and we are talking about his music. So we just played a bunch of songs of his, and now we're going to talk about some music that has inspired his music. So the first song I have up is called Full Circle.
Yeah.
By Half Moon Run. Tell me about, and you have two songs that you want to play by them. Can you tell me why they've inspired your music?
Yeah. I discovered them in 2014 when I was living in Finland.
Yeah.
And this is the first song I heard. And it's like, I know that sometimes you hear a song and it takes a while to like warm up to it. But at least for me, when I heard it, I was like, wow, this is an amazing song. And I just listened to the whole album, which I almost never do because it takes a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the first album, and then I listened to other ones. And ever since, I think they've been my favorite band. I even saw them in Victoria a few months ago. So yeah, I just really like their style of music. It's a little bit different to mine. It's a lot more instruments and instrument heavy and just more technical, but yeah, I really love them.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll get right into it.
Cap off, kneeling at the back of the church, feeling water on your brow with its healing. At first a sharpish pain that returns as a thought that the needle in your skin will bring you closer to God. And I watch as your hand turns full circle. I'm hopeless with no coffee and a medical text. It's too easy knowing love from blowing off the rest. And the riddles in the pages leave it too much to guess. And a worry cracks and fracture from your hip to your chest as I watch your hand turns full circle. I'm with the heart of a child and the wit of a fool. It's a wonder why I don't try to build a wall around you. And now watch as your head turns full circle.
So that was Half Moon Runs Full Circle. I didn't mess it up there. And we're going to be playing a song next by Jose Gonzalez. Can you tell us about this song, please? It's called Heartbeats.
This is funny. Have you watched the show One Tree Hill?
I've heard about it.
It's a very famous like kind of teen drama show. It's actually very good. I heard it first on there.
For
in
one
a of teen
these... drama.
Yeah, it's, it's actually pretty good. I heard it there. But then it was years later I rediscovered it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good song. And I remember trying to learn the guitar for it, and obviously I couldn't learn it, or maybe I could with enough time, but it sort of inspired me to pick up more difficult finger picking on guitar and experiment with different chord progressions. So that's sort of what I took out of it.
Awesome. So this song really just inspired a lot of your guitar work and technicality.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. We'll get right into it.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise made, four hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sin to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade to call for hands of above. Start a simple touch, one night to push and scream, and then relief. 10 days of perfect tunes, the colors red and blue. We had a promise made, we were in love. To call for hands of above, to lean on.
Talk about this last song that you want to play. It's called Grow Into Love by Half Moon.
Yeah.
Another Half Moon Run song.
Another one. Yeah, I had to. Again, favorite band. Well, I mean, the title and just like the song itself is about, growing into love and like not being sure that at least the way I interpret it is, you know, finding someone that you do connect with. But then is there enough spark to grow into, you know, grow to love each other? But it's also just the song itself kind of has harmonies and a lot of different instrumental work. And that inspired me to incorporate some harmonies in my own songs. And my best friend and I, Kobe, we've covered this song a few times, and at some point we want to do it live because we found our own harmonies, so different ones to the actual song. And so, yeah, it has a special place in my heart.
Cool. It sounds like a lot of the music that we've been playing has just really inspired your, like, not necessarily the content in your music, but more about the musicality and,
yeah,
and the technique.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool. Awesome.
Yes, I know what it means to have 6 years behind us and waiting. Not but a shadow remains. Well, you took what was left worth taking. This has only begun. I do not know if I could just grow into love with you. If you could grow too. Instead, I'm at peace with state. How we both come and go as we please. Well, I guess that's the game that we're playing.
Cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to citr.ca/donate.
If you're out there and you are wearing a patterned sweater, Bluntstones, and thrifted jeans in the front left of Psych 102, meet me February 2nd at 8 p.m. at CITR Station in the AMS Nest to get to know each other better over some $3 beers and cool local bands. Show me that chivalry is not dead.
CITR wants to broadcast our love for you by putting on a live show at the CITR station on February 2nd at 7:30 p.m. This will be the official Fun Drive kickoff show. Tickets are only $5, drinks are cheap, and we have four amazing local bands performing: Nonarchy, Magnolia, Punching Knives, and Cat Larceny.
Hey there, it's April from Love in Public. Whether you're tuning in from your car, your daily commute, or at home while you fold a load of laundry, I hope that your day's been easy, breezy, and blissful. Here at CITR, we are huge on engaging with local communities, amplifying underrepresented voices, and providing our members with the tools needed to express themselves through a variety of mediums. We're all about honest and diverse storytelling, by the people, for the people. This year, from February 2nd to 9th, we are asking our community to show their support in the form of monthly or one-time donations. Being in operation for 85 years means that we're due for some essential equipment upgrades, and our goal is to raise $20,000 for a new radio transmitter. That's right, a snazzy new radio transmitter to level up your listening experience in every way. Log on to citr.ca/donate today to help keep community radio alive.
Hi, welcome back. This is Nicole, and I have my guest Oliver. Hello. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And we were just talking about Oliver's music. So Oliver is a very talented musician who goes by the name Indiana Sage. And yeah, you should go check him out on Spotify. You should see if he's going to be performing anytime soon. Keep up with him on the socials. What's your, is it just Indiana Sage on Instagram?
I think it's just Oliver, but spelled differently. So it's O-L-L-I-V-U-R.
What was the artistic vision behind that?
I just couldn't find Oliver, like Oliver, that's taken. So I was just like, okay.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah, very lame. Agreed. I will change it. If I ever get,
if you ever get the chance.
If I ever get verified, then I'll just do Indiana Sage.
It's on site.
Maybe one day.
Noted. So yeah, we talked a lot about Oliver's music, and I want to remind you all that it's Fun Drive season, and we are raising money for a radio transmitter, and radio is really important, and you should all go to citr.ca/donate to donate whatever you can, because radio is a beautiful thing and it should never die. So we talked about Oliver's music, but we haven't talked about my music. So I, Nicole, used to study music at UBC. Music has been a massive part of my life, and I think music is really special. And I think it tells the messages that you can't put into words. It's very emotive. And I'm going to play some of the songs that I sing all the time. I'm too scared to write music.
I think you could do it. I mean, you say you're right. So
I think I could write lyrics. I don't know if I could write, like, tunes.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a different thing. I've always been, like, a classical musician. So yeah. The, like, tunes is a different thing. But the lyrics, I think I could do.
Yeah,
maybe we'll collab one day. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Never know.
But the first song I'm going to play is by a band called Tennis. That I believe it's a husband-wife duo. It's okay. So wholesome. And I'm going to see them live in April.
Whoa.
They're, like, fun. My favorite band, and they've written my favorite song.
I'm excited to hear it.
I've cried a lot. I've laughed a lot. I've had a lot of good, bad, sad memories to this song. And yeah, we'll get right into it.
Who do you even when losing every little thing that I've ever known and all of the love that I've ever shown? Something like pleasure you'd never believe it. Every little need dismantling, recorded by the needle of an EKG. How to explain it or even confess?
That was I Miss That Feeling by Tennis. It really does make me miss all of the feelings. It's such a gorgeous song. I'm so excited to see them live. The next song I'm going to play is They Say by The Hoops. They're a band that's no longer together. I've played this song on radio before. So I first heard this song in New York in a record store during Christmas in 2019, right before COVID. So it's a very like symbolic song. It kind of represents the world before it kind of ended for me. And I was feeling really lost during that time, and I found a lot of clarity through that song. It's a really vibey song, and I'm super excited to play it. If I ever make music, I think I want to make music like this.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was They Say by The Hoops. And it's such a great song. And we've got one more song. This is another song I've spent a lot of time crying, laughing, smiling, dying over. It reminds me of another ex of mine, a bike mechanic. I just didn't want to fix my own bike, okay? I was really into dating like pro cyclists and bike mechanics for a while because I just did not want to fix my own
bike. That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, don't hate the player, hate the game. but this song, Summer's Over, I really love the lyrics because at some point they say, good to meet you, nice to know you.
No.
And I just love how like backwards it is, and it's just like touched me in a way I can't quite explain. Mm. But yeah, this is Jordana's Summer's Over.
Nice.
That was Jordana, Summer's Over. I think Oliver likes my music taste because
he
saved some songs.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Validate me. thank you for tuning in to my little episode playing songs and talking about Indiana Sage's music. Go follow him on Instagram, Oliver, OlliVur.
Yes.
And he'll be releasing lots of music and hopefully playing live here at UBC and at other places.
Yes, definitely.
Friendly reminder to donate to Fund Drive, CITR.ca/donate, because radio is important and it should never die.